1, 1 Corinthians chapter number 8. The Bible says, now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. Now, if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. Amen. That's as far as I'll read. We're going to be preaching down through here. I guess the thought that is on my mind is really knowing God. Really knowing God. The world that we live in looks at God in so many different ways. Our God, the true God, the living God, the God that created all things, both in heaven and in earth. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchangeable. So it doesn't matter what man may say about him. He is who that he is. And, for us to have that knowledge that he's speaking of here in this chapter, of really knowing God, is an amazing gift that we would be introduced to the Almighty, that we'd have a relationship with that one God. Well, now listen, I want to say it again. This world looks at God many different ways. This world thinks there are many millions of gods. There are many idols. And it goes back to the beginning of man. Are you listening to me? It started with Cain. Cain thought God would be pleased with something other than God had always said he'd be pleased with. He tried to change who God was as far as how God was satisfied. Now, I want to tell you something. God is satisfied, and he's only satisfied one way. And that's through blood. It is through the blood of his son that God has been satisfied. And no other way, not by the works of man's hands, not by our works, not by our deeds, not by Cain's fruit, not by the work of his hands, but by the blood of the innocent for the guilty. And that's where Christ came in. Amen. So God is only satisfied one way. Now, when you think about the gods, little G-O-D-S, and idols, and that's what the apostle was talking to the Corinthians about. Now, I've told you before about the church at Corinth and where they were. It was a port area. A lot of people came through that area, and they was just about anything you wanted to get involved in Corinth. If there was anything you wanted to find, you could find it in Corinth. And they knew about strange gods, and they knew about idols. And every man had his own god. They were different ones, come from different areas, and they worshiped God the way they thought. And I want to tell you something. That same thinking is still in the minds of men today. Even among organized, what you'd say, supposed to be Christian religion. Everybody says, well, we're all trying to get to the same God. No, we're not. No, we're not. Listen, if their God doesn't have a son named Jesus Christ, that's not the God I'm talking about. Amen? Hey, and if their God, his name, are you listening to me? Listen, his name, the one Lord, the Creator, the Yahweh, his very expression is his son. Amen. Him and his son are one. They are not only unified, they are one in the same. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and my Father are one. He said in John, 1 John 5, he said there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, which is the expression of God. Are you listening to me? That's what Christ is. He is the expression of God. God's Word. Amen? God's Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So is the Word separate from God, or is He God? Well, they are two distinct, but they are one in the same. Ask me to explain the Trinity, the divine Godhead. I don't know if there's a man on earth has got that pinned down yet. Are you listening to me? But there are three that bear record in heaven. That's what the Bible said. The Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There are three that bear record in the earth. The Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. He uses the same Greek word when he said the Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit. These three are one. And the same Greek word when he said the Spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree in one. But you see, the three that's up there, they are one. The three on the earth, they agree in that one. They agree in one. What one? The one God that is in heaven. The one Son. Are you listening to me? Now, Paul told them they was having problems. They said there's things offered to idols. And we know that all have knowledge. He's talking about the knowing that there are all kinds of idols, all kinds of gods. He said, knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. Real love, agape. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. You love God? I mean, if you really love God, God knows you. How do you know if you love God? Is it just because you say so? No. If you keep my word, the same is he that loveth me. That's what Jesus said. Amen? He that keepeth my word, he's the same as he that loveth me. So do you love God? The same is known of him. And he said, as concerning therefore, and he's going to answer the question, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. I want to tell you something. As a believer, Paul was saying, we know there's only one God. These idols that they're offering that meat to, they don't even exist. These little gods that they stamp the meat in sacrifice to, they can burn it to. Hey, why do you think Baal didn't answer? He's not real. They don't exist. It's just a name. It's man's idiocy. Are you listening to me? It's man's ignorance. There is only but one God. And listen, that meat, Paul was saying, that meat that's offered to idols, that don't mean anything to us. We know there's only one true God. Put a stamp on it. I'll eat it. That's what Paul was saying. It's not going to bother me none. Why? Because there's no real God to receive it. What they're doing is not real knowledge. They are ignorant. They have offered it up to nothing. There's only one God. There's only one God. And there's no God but one. He's talking about numeral. Now, he said, for though there be that are called gods, oh yeah, there's a lot of them. Zeus, and all kinds of gods. They're called gods, whether in heaven or in earth. Some of their gods is in heaven, some of them's on earth. And there be gods many and lords many. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things. There he is. One God, the Father, of whom are all things. Is that what he said? Of whom are all things. And he said this, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ. That's number two. A separate individual. One God, the Father, and then one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. So there's one God, we know, not many gods and lords that they think they're in heaven and earth, they're everywhere. No, we know that don't even exist. There's really only one God in heaven, the Father, and one Lord, Jesus Christ. Now the God and Father, of whom are all things and we in him. Of whom are all things. That means he is the origin of everything. Of whom. Everything comes from him. Now, isn't what the Bible said? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him. Christ is that God that created all things. He is the same. Listen, as the Father. He and the Father are one. But it is the Father of whom are all things. And we in him. And one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things. That means through Christ. Christ is the channel by whom all things, us. If there's any salvation, it's through Christ. If there's any going to God, it's through Christ. Amen? He's the channel. That's what that means. By him. By whom are all things. And we by him. The channel of an act. We by him. We by Christ come to God. We by Christ are saved unto God. We are reconciled unto God by Christ. We are brought back to our Creator, the origin of our existence, by Christ. Ain't that good? Ain't no other God can do that. People's offering up meat, and that's what Paul's preaching to them. They're offering up meat and things unto these gods and unto these idols, they none of them can do what he has done. They don't exist. What a great liberty. One Lord, supreme controller and master. That's what Lord Jesus Christ means. Lord, supreme controller, master. Is he your Lord? He's your Savior. He should be your Lord. Amen. Now, he said this. Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. I heard a man the other day said, I've got this little book. You've got to get it now. He said, I'm sure it's going to empty. He said, but it proves beyond any doubt with historical documents and blah, 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 that Jesus was only a man and a prophet. And how that Christianity and the men of the early church had twisted all the things that God had said about him because there, you know, and he just went on and on and on. And I thought, you fool. Fool! Not every man has that knowledge. Listen, there are whole religions that do not believe in the Father and in the Son and in the Holy Spirit, that these three are one. The divine Trinity Godhead. Are you listening? God the Father and His Son. The Son of God, which is means He that is the Son. He that is of God. He that is of God. That holy thing which is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Ghost. Came. That Word was made flesh and dwelled among us. And we beheld His glory, the express image of God in the flesh. That's what Christ was. That's who He is. The express image of God in the flesh, the Word made flesh, dwelled among us. And we beheld His glory, the apostle said. Now listen, he said, not every man has that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol. And their conscience being weak is defiled. Man's a Christian, he got a piece of meat and started eating it and realized it was offered to an idol, and oh my, what have I done? That belonged to another god. Weak mind. Weak mind. He said their conscience, being weak, is defiled. They brought that defiling upon themselves. Why? Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Defiled his own conscience through the weakness of his mind. Why? Thinking that there was meat offered to some other god as if that god was alive. And he said, but meat commendeth us not to God. Listen, meat is not how you and I get to God. We don't get to God through a piece of meat. We don't offer up big hordes of meat and pray to our God. We don't burn them on an altar to get a prayer through to God. We don't make our offerings to God that way. That's what Paul's saying. Meat commendeth us not to God. For neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. It does not matter. Why? Those gods are not alive. They're not real. They have eyes and they see not, ears and they hear not, a mouth and they cannot speak. It doesn't matter. But take heed, Paul said, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Now I want to tell you one of the biggest sins that I have seen among Christians today is one feels like that they have the liberty to live in a certain manner or a certain way, and they know it's an offense to someone else. It doesn't matter if they know they're looking at them or not. It's almost like they want to rub it in. Well, I don't care. Listen, whether they're stronger or weaker, it doesn't matter. Why are you offending a brother? Now listen, I'm not talking about getting close to God. If you getting close to God is an offense to somebody, listen to me now. God don't want you to backslide. But my liberty, if God so, just like this meat, eat it, son, it's not going to hurt you. He was trying to tell the Hebrew believers and the Gentile believers, whatever it may be, but if there's someone and they have a weaker conscience and it has offended them, listen, you're not only sinning against them, you are sinning against Christ. That's what Paul says right here. So if we have a liberty to do something, we better make sure that liberty does not become a stumbling block. To them that are weak. For if any man see thee, which has knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple. Could you imagine that? That's why some of those Jews were offended. They were weak-minded. When Christ, his disciples weren't hungry. You remember David? David was one to take liberty. He ate the showbread that was in the temple that was only meant for priests. If somebody would have saw him do, oh my word, what an offense. But David knew it was just really, it was left over, it was just bread. Even though it had been brought in there to a true and a living God. That was left over. But what about when they went through the corn on the Sabbath? Don't dare work or labor. Just the picking of the corn offended some. They'd starve before they had picked that corn on the Sabbath. So he said, if any man see thee which that has knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? Well, he did it, so I'll do it. He did it, so I'll do it. Well, they're doing it. Well, is it a liberty of theirs or is it a weakness of theirs? Come on now. How many people see some other Christian doing something and they think it's a liberty? Most of the time, it's a weakness. It's not a liberty. It's a weakness, not a liberty. And they think, well, look at them. They look happy. They look joyful. Listen, you're only going to find true joy in Christ. Not in do's and don'ts. Not, are you listening to me? That's right. and obedience to our Lord. But so this guy is emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols. And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. But when ye sin so against the brethren, you wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, here was Paul's answer. If meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. If I know that I am doing something, and my brother thinks it's a sin, he's talking about something that was an offense. It offended their mind. You're not looking at somebody and saying, you know, they're getting closer to God. Well, that upsets me, you know, that they're being more holy. No, he's talking about an offense. You see a brother or a sister do something and you think, that's wrong. That's a sin. Well, whether it is or not. See, what you've done, you've offended your brother or sister. Paul said, I'll not do it as long as the world stands to make sure I'm not going to offend my brother. Do you know God? Listen, God wants us to walk in such a way that we are pleasing to Him, that we walk in His liberty, that we help our brothers and sisters in Christ follow Him, to really truly know Him, not walk as if we're walking after some idol or some strange god. Not eat meat like everyone else does. Are you listening? Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't eat meat no more. If that's what you thought I said, you missed the whole thing. He's talking about knowing God, knowing His Son. Really knowing His Son. That, hey, He is who sets you and I apart from everyone else and from all other religion. Loving Him, His ways, not the ways of an idol, not the ways of a strange god. Amen? Not the ways of false religion, but through Christ. Amen? Christ, He is the channel where you and I find God. Through Christ. God's Son. Amen. God's Son. First John 1. It's amazing. John and 1 John 1 looks very similar. 1 John 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the Word of life. See that from the beginning? The Word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. He wasn't created by the Father. He's always with the Father. Jesus is not a creation of the Father. He was always with the Father. He was sent by the Father. Amen. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. Amen. 1 John 5. Verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That Jesus is the Son of God. That Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that beareth witness, because the Spirit, Holy Spirit, is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the divine deity, Trinity, the Father, the Word, which is the divine expression, God's divine expression, and that is Christ. Amen. You see, the Word, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, these three are one. If you know anything about the Hebrew, listen, the Word, God, Yahweh, it's breath. It's the breath of God, the Spirit of God. You can't even say it. That's the expression of God. That's Christ. Yahweh. The Word. That moves me, friend. I don't know about you. Are you listening to me? He that is from the beginning, a great God, our Father, His Son, amen, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost and these three are one. There are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. That's what I was talking about a while ago. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. This is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. God spoke out of heaven several times, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Amen. Jesus told him, "I am bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." He is the I am. No other God. Listen, if you're a believer, don't let these things that people say they've offered up to this or that, that's what Paul was telling them. Don't let that offend your mind. You know, there is none true God but one. Not but one true Lord, but one, Jesus Christ. Listen, the world's coming out with all kinds of things. And you know what the devil wants? And you know what the world wants? They want you to question Jesus Christ. They want you to question Him, His existence, His deity. Right or wrong? Yea or nay? Is God or not? Just a man. That's what they want you to believe. Just a man. No, he was the God-man. Bless his holy name, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. God with us. Whew. I'm telling you, I love the doctrine of the Trinity of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I just wish I understood it more. I really do. You really study. Look at the words. Many times the Father and the Son are mentioned in the same verses, in the same context, as two separate individuals. And that's what God wants you and I to see. He has set His own Son at His own right hand. That's pretty plain, amen? Some people try to make Him out, you know, as if He was on earth, He wasn't in heaven. Some say, you know, He was God, but they don't believe in the Trinity. They don't believe in the Trinity. Lord have mercy. Not every man hath this knowledge. Jesus said, "Whom do men say that I am? Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" One of them spoke up. His answer was, you could tack this on there if you wanted to, not just the Son of Man, the Son of God. The Son of God. He is the Son of God. He wasn't just Elijah. He wasn't John the Baptist. Some of them thought, the Son of God. He had given you and I in our salvation, listening to His coming, what He has done for us as believers. Great liberty, great grace upon us. Not to sin, but to live above it. To live free from it. To live free from the bondage of what man puts on himself. That's what men do who worship false gods and strange lords. Amen. All right, that's my little thought for this evening. I want you to stand.